Ask us that you are a believer and that Jesus Christ is your Lord. If you're not a believer, haven't made that decision yet, just let the cup and the bread pass by. Nobody will judge you. I'd like to share part of a letter that actually the first time I read it was in, I think it was around 1985. And it's a letter that Paul wrote to the church, and I'm going to not share the whole thing, but part of it. So I'm going to personalize it. To the church at Toll House, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, by which he made us accepted and the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather together one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth in him. In him we also have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In wisdom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which is he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in which the age which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills the all in all. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom all also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in the trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it's the free gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. So remember that once Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, without God in the world. But now in Christ, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. the law of commandments contained in ordinance so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and to those who were near, for through him we both have access by one Spirit of the Father to the Father. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Amen. That's the first part of the book of Ephesians, and I want to challenge you to read that every day this week for 5 days. Get that stuck inside of here because it's the truth. And sometimes we see with the messy stuff that goes on in our life that we don't feel that we have that inheritance. We don't feel that we have that part where God's with us all the time. But I kind of highlighted some of the parts of this letter. Just to remind us, he chose us in him before the foundations of the world. So we can go back to the beginning in Genesis where the world was being formed. It says he chose us even before that foundation was even built. And you've been predestined. That means you got picked ahead of time. As sons, we have redemption through his blood. We have obtained an inheritance. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It's who keeps your inheritance. He's given you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. He made you alive. By grace, you've been saved through faith. He himself is our peace, and we have access to the Father through the Spirit. We are fellow citizens with saints and members of the whole household of God, and you are the dwelling place of the Most High God in the Spirit. You are the church, and Jesus Christ lives in each and every single one of you. He's not left us, forsaken us. He's left us his Holy Spirit. Join with me as we celebrate. Father, remember the truths, Father, that you have written, Father, to us in this letter. Remembering Jesus Christ and all he's done, Lord. And what he did, Father, because of the predestined nature that you have, Lord. That the entire earth would be, the entire world, Father, all of humanity, Father, would be saved. That's your heart, Father, and that's your mercy, that's your grace, Father. Father, in these times, Lord, where sin seems to abound, Lord, and right is wrong and wrong is right, Father, your word that says that grace even abounds more. That's the victory we have, Father God. Knowing that we know, Father, that you are Lord. And that you have not abandoned us, you have not forsaken us, Lord. You've left us a great gift of the Holy Spirit, Father. The power of your very word, Father. The power of your very hand, Father, that touches all of humanity, Lord. And I thank you this morning, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, go ahead and partake with me.